My name is Jim Behoosh, and welcome to the Sustainable House Sketchbook, dedicated to sharing information to make our existing or new houses more comfortable, healthier, and efficient. I don't think there's a project in the world that doesn't involve challenges. Building a house certainly has its share of them. Dealing with those challenges is eased by having allies and a good attitude. Those allies can include friends with specific talents or even the talent of a sympathetic ear. Folks who taste you trust to bounce ideas off of, knowledgeable product reps, and finding the right people to ask in the hardware store and lumberyard. It can be tough to discern the good info from the bad when you're trying something unfamiliar. I find that if someone can clearly explain how something works and how the particular bit you're questioning fits in the equation, you've struck gold. I'm working on becoming more aware and critical of materials the moment they come off the truck. Here's an example. A while back, a new door installation was challenging me. The opening was good, plumb, square, and level. Most of the difficulty in setting a door is that they're heavy, awkward, and breakable. More often than not, they're set in a bed of silicon or some such mound of sticky stuff. You set the sills in silicon to stop water from entering below the sill. It's the kind of thing that may reduce your enthusiasm for pulling the door back out for small problems. I don't always get around to putting the doorknob on immediately, and it was a few days before I placed it. When I did, I saw that the latch of the knob and the strike location of the jam were off. That happens surprisingly often. A pain, but repairable. A week or so later, I noticed that the weather strip at the base of the door was starting to tatter. Again, a pain, but not uncommon. I figured I'd wait till the house was done, and at that point, leave it with a fresh weather strip. Months later, when I put on a new weather strip, the door wouldn't close. The adjustable jam goes as low as it could go. That's when I finally realized that the door was hung too low in the jam, thus the knob bore and latch mortise not lining up, and the excessive wear and failure of the weather strip. The door manufacturer supplied me with a new adjustable sill that they had ripped down. It was an unnecessary pain. Had I been more diligent during the install and caught it then, I could have pulled the door and waited for a replacement. Now that I think of it, that would have been an even bigger pain. Have some information you'd like to share on the Sustainable House Sketchbook? Send an email to info@weru.org with house in the subject line.